Blog Talk Radio. The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Tate's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Tate Show on Real Life Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters! I don't know what this world is coming to!
Yeah. It is Wednesday night, Blog Talk Radio Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, Great Zach Tate Live. Live and direct. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody that's calling in to Blog Talk Radio Live, 929-477-3213. Any event that you want to add on to the show, teach one, and help us out. That's 929-477-3213. If you're on Periscope tuned in, I ask that you swipe left, swipe right, invite a friend, and tell a friend that the Great Zach Tate Show is on and popping. Facebook Live, I want to send a shout-out to everybody that's watching. We are on for an hour straight. We will be juggling Facebook Live, Periscope Live, Blog Talk Radio Live. Your questions are valid. Your points are valid. I will do my best of being able to address them all. But the best way for your entertainment and the best way for your issue to be addressed correctly is for you to call in at 929-477-3213. So tonight we are talking about what happened to my people. So when I say my people, if you listen and pay attention closely, you understand who exactly I'm talking about. But before I get there, please allow me to do our opening right. It goes like this. Let us come to terms with life. Life is any human struggle. The struggle is painful and deep. The struggle holds death and life. Out of struggle of the now, we'll create the human world of the future. The past is approved. The present is received. And the future is open. Thank you. God bless you all for listening. Hey, Cheryl on Periscope. I want to thank all my people. Once again, I ask that you swipe left, swipe right, invite everybody to the show, let them know it's on, because I think we got something really hot tonight, but very necessary. Without further ado, I want to give a nice brief reminder that anybody that is watching, that is interested, that has the input to say, I know that when we get heated and it gets so juicy and it gets so good, hey, how y'all doing? It gets so juicy and it gets so good that we run out of time. We only have an hour for now. And just please, when you call in, try to make it straight to the point so that we can each one teach one. So without further ado, current events. So first and foremost, a major issue of mine that is a current event that people kind of tend to look over and feel is no big deal is that our commander-in-chief, Agent Orange, Mr. Donald Trump, passed different laws and put in different policies that has cut Medicaid. What does it mean when Medicaid is cut? Well, let me tell you what that means. For poor people, what that means is that when your elderly family members, loved ones, spouses, whomever, have an issue, what Medicaid won't cover means that we have to come out of pocket. So we're getting squeezed from various different sides of the spectrum, right? Based on his foreign policy, we have an issue with gas prices going up, so we get squeezed in an effort to go to work. Based on strict other policies, what happens is automatically we don't get paid enough, or we don't get the economic opportunity to afford and help our loved one out. Through other policies, what happens when Medicaid is cut is it gets more and more expensive to buy the medication for billionaires that own big pharma companies. The other issue is that you don't get adequate quality of life for your loved ones. So that stresses them out, and that ends up stresses you out. So when one thing, and when you hear in the news that these things have been cut or these policies have been made, I know that as a people, we tend to be more focused on love and hip hop or distractions or entertainment. But what you have to please focus on and acknowledge is that when these issues come up and you hear cut, 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 understand that historically, it is the poor who has bailed out the rich when these things are cut. It's the poor that suffers the most. So please keep in mind when you hear this, and what can we do about it? Well, that will take a whole show. One is investing in independent insurance, long-term insurance, which I'm learning. Long-term health insurance is very important. When I talked about taking care of our elderly, we had a show on it a few weeks back. You can replay that on Periscope Live, on Blog Talk Radio, where you understand that long-term health insurance is very, very important. If you don't have it, try your best to invest in it, because we all get older. So on Periscope, Cheryl said they are cutting the medical and increasing it on the food stamp, and if you can prove it. Okay, so food stamps is extremely hard once you make over minimum wage. So it for those of us that are working, those of us who are taking care of elderly people, it really, really hurts. It really hurts. The other issue is with Agent Orange is Kathy Griffin, comedian, made a joke of beheading Trump. So I posted on my social media page. My views about it is that she's a comedian, that the whole nation was in an uproar about it. And what happened was she ended up losing sponsors, got kicked off shows, and now they're playing with her money, which is, we talk about a little later, the power, right? That's how you really affect somebody, is playing with their money. So what I didn't understand was what happened to all the Obama effigies and all the lynching of Obama and the disgrace and the disgust? Where was the outrage then? So am I going to be one to complain? No, I just like to point out the facts, inform everyone of what happens when the president gets extra sensitive, and when the media controls your sensitivity, when the media influences your mind of what you're supposed to be sensitive about versus what is really important. Hey, you know, when it's an attack that you can burn a puppet of Obama, a life-size puppet of Obama, lynch it and burn it in public and people cheer, what happened to that? Where was the outrage then? So as a comedian, I think it was a little distasteful because I didn't see the joke in it. I just saw an demonstration of anger, and she looked very violent in portraying an issue of violence. Oftentimes when African Americans are done, the language that is expressed towards them is that these are violent and dangerous people. So Kathy Griffin got a taste of it, and so be it. At some point, comedy is comedy. This week, another issue with comedy. If you paid attention to my social media, I came to the defense of Bill Maher. Bill Maher, if you don't know who he is, he's a comedian as well. He has a political talk show on HBO, and he says a lot of stuff off the cuff that's inappropriate. However, my issue with the N-word, blacks have to stop trying to have exclusive rights to vehicles and institutions that propel our oppression. It is imperative that stop taking a hypocritical stance where others use the word and it's a problem, when we are the only race who continues to use words that demonizes us, listen to music that demonizes us, that undervalues our greatness, that's very misogynistic and destructive. Yet, when somebody else comes on who is influenced by our culture, influenced by our music, influenced by our ways, take the liberty of saying the same thing, we go crazy. But I can't be a hypocrite because in the Caucasian Handbook, which I might be reading pieces of from today, I express that there are certain rules that white people, you just can't do certain things. And one of them that's in this book is you can't throw around the N-word the way you want to. Although we have embraced it and we have tried to take the sting out of the word, which I never really understood because I have knowledge of self. And when you have knowledge of self, it's just certain things you just know you cannot do. When you know better, you do better. And when you know better, you know that the N-word is not an option to be used by blacks or whites. But black people, give it a break, man. I mean, if you're not checking your own, stop asking the ambassador of the media or they to go ahead and try to correct other people for you. Hey, people from Detroit that's tuning in on Periscope Live, how are you doing? So Cheryl says, some don't choose to do better. That's right. When you know better, you do better. And some people don't know. They just have a general idea. So moving right along, in current events, the Bill Cosby trial, another comedian, you know, has his issue. My view on this situation, our great constitution of this great country says that one is innocent until proven guilty. It is unfortunate that as an African-American man, you are automatically suspicious. It is unfortunate when you are extremely rich, you are automatically a target. But under no circumstances is my memory going to go blank or forget the time when Bill Cosby wanted to buy NBC and he was under direct attack personally, financially, because they understand the power of the media and the power of influence and him becoming a billionaire instantly if he would have made that purchase. So now years later, I know that some people, they don't forget. Some people keep a grudge. So perhaps this attack on him is payback. It's easy to get somebody in the spotlight to jump up and say, I'm a victim, because the victim gets celebrated. Now you get news articles, you get magazines I want to talk to, you get appearances, although you're not supposed to be paid when you get on these media programs, but we all know, wink, wink, that things happen. So my prayers out to the Cosby family. My prayers out to the victim, if it is factual that he did do that. So and karma is a mother, and justice will prevail in one form or another. This I know very well. Got somebody on the line, Viva. Viva wants to speak. So before I go on with the show, I will interrupt my current events to hear what Viva has to say. Hey, Viva, welcome to the Great Zach Tate Show.
Hi, Junior. This is Senior's mom.
Okay, nobody calls me
from
Junior.
From back in the day. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay, well, you know, I thought it would bring a memory.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm fine.
I heard the tail end of your statement. Yes.
And you're so right. I mean, Dick Gregory did a whole thing on it. The first time he tried to purchase NBC, his son was killed. That murder was never solved. There was no theft. He was in a car that anybody would want to steal if they were about that. He had money on him. So that was the first message to Bill Cosby, which he did back up somewhat, never, you know, pursued it again. But then according to Dick Gregory, just before this big scandal, he was trying to purchase a network through Chinese investors here. And then all of a sudden these women were coming out of the woodwork. And so that scared the investors away, that, you know, whitelisted him from everything else he was trying to do, you know, even his reputation, and they destroyed the brother.
Yes, they did. Because, you know, the thing about allegations is that allegations are more juicy than the truth.
Right.
Perception is more real than reality, because perception feeds I'll need to be entertained. I need to be distracted. I need to be angry and demonize something. So I really want to thank you for your call. And yes, it's okay that you call me Junior, because you're family, and it's all right.
Okay.
Just don't
All
do
right.
it again.
Well, I'll just be listening to the rest of it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. So if anybody want to call in, especially those who call me Junior from 1970-something, that's my people, 929-477-3213. The other issues in current events, Trump approval ratings has sunk down to 32%. Surprise, surprise, really. So moving right along with that one. Now, we had a brother, this is the epitome of what happened to people. Right? So I want to discuss, I'm not even going to discuss that. All I want to say is this. Every ethnic group, race, group of people that came to North America, many of them instituted crime to create a foundation of their empire. The reason why you can create crime and do crime is because crime pays. The difference is street crime does not pay. The real criminals like Bush will send, a plane into a building, have a bunch of all his ex when he gets in office. The plane goes in the building. You use that as a distraction to run around and go to another country to milk all the oil so you get hundreds of billions of dollars. That's crime. The other forms of crime is it's not on the books yet. So you got this gray area where if I steal this $300 million, since it's not on the book yet, it's technically not crime. It is stealing, definitely stealing. And that's the difference between criminals and opportunists. So we had a young brother on Facebook Live who decided that he was going to broadcast from Facebook Live from his trap house. For those who do not know what a trap house is, in 2017, a trap house is a drug spot where you sell drugs from, where you're trapping. You're selling drugs from out of this establishment. So now he goes on Facebook Live, swinging money around, SWAT raids in at the same time. Not because of the video, they say it was coincidental. Wink, wink. And this young buffoon was arrested, as he should have been. I am so appreciative. And I am not pro-law enforcement, but I understand that they are necessary. And I am so appreciative when the police rescue these fools that call themselves committing crime. Because they're not getting arrested, y'all. They're getting rescued. God is sending law enforcement to intervene in these fools' lives where they saying, God is saying, come here, boy, sit down, be still, because you're just too stupid and you're going to do way too much damage out here. So I just ask that anybody know anybody of this young generation that's doing crime, please ask them to get rid of their cell phones and their videos, because you just embarrassing every drug dealer who has come before you, or who you epitomize, or who you idolize. These kids are crazy. And I understand it's the video age. I understand now that attention is more important than making money. I understand it. I watch Instagram every day. I'm on social media every day. I understand how important attention has become. So, my condolences to everyone in London, everyone in Paris, who are victim of unlawful attacks, of individuals taking the law and people's lives in their hands. My condolences also go out to everybody in the hood that's dying of gun violence who get no media attention. Shout out to Little Pookie, Tyrone, Meek Meek, Mook Mook, and all the rest that are dying out, and I'm not joking about this, on a massive basis because of ignorance, which we will discuss in what happened to my people. Orlando, there was an issue there, but I'm going to skip that because we are running out of time. And last, I'm going to cut some other things out. I'm not going to bore you with sports, another distraction. There's a championship game tonight. I don't know who's up because I don't watch basketball, but I know that the Cleveland Cavaliers, that's who LeBron James paid for, and the Golden State Warriors. I think they're the Warriors. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me. Golden State Warriors with that light-skinned boy. What's that boy name? Curry. Steph Curry. Steph Curry. He played LeBron tonight for all of those sports enthusiasts. Y'all already know this, so I don't need to teach you this. Okay. Lastly, Apple unveils their updated MacBook Pro. So, any event that you really love me and you really, thank you, you really love the Great Zach Tate Show and you really just tune in and can't wait to tune in every week, I need a MacBook Pro. I need one of them updated ones, and you can write it off on your taxes. Just donate it. The boss, Elisa Gabrielle, will tell you how to give your donation to Imprint Mass Media as an act of charity. That updated MacBook Pro will really, really stop us from having technical difficulties, and it will be greatly appreciated. I will name my next child after you in the event that you send me this. It doesn't matter what. Your name could be Locratius, Elenatius. I'm going to name my child after you if I make a child, if you give me that MacBook Pro. So, without further ado, current events is out the way. Open invites is out the way. The people that's helping us pay some bills, I want to shout out to the people at Dimple Salon up in the Bronx, 233rd, all the women there. Hey, everybody. Thanks for y'all's support. Anybody want to get their hair did? These is stylists that's all over the country, but centrally and mostly located in the Bronx. You can see them at their Instagram social media pages of at Dimples Styles, at Beyond Fab Mo, at Glorious _ Gorge Hair, at Soosh, SOOSH. Styles, STYLEZ. Also, Samuel Home Improvement, 954-709-9045. If you in the 954 area code. And for your graphic designs, your t-shirts, your book covers, your ad campaign at work, your corporate sponsoring, lettering, and things that you need, Koozy Arts at KOOZIARTS.com, KoozyArts.com. Yes, sir. Sent your girls there on Facebook Live. He said he sent this girl to the salon and the official people. Thank you, brother. Thank you for listening to our ads, and I'm glad that you were a satisfied customer. So after a brief commercial break, we're going to come back and get to the issue of what happened to my people. So we are back. Blog Talk Radio Live is the Great Zach Tate Show. It is now 7:24, and it is time for us to get to our issues. But before we do that, if you want to support the Great Zach Tate Show, feel free to go to Amazon.com and download all books from Imprint Mass Media. Anything dealing with Zach Tate and the Imprint Mass Media book catalog. We ask you to download and help us make No Arms to Hold Me, a book that will really assist any young black woman in finding herself, having some clues in how to get through life. This coming of age story is so entertaining and brilliantly done that it will really motivate and empower all women that read it, and all men that read it, help them to understand their women a little better. And we are trying to push it and pushing as far as we can. It's called No Arms to Hold Me, a collaboration for myself and the wonderful Yelisa Gabrielle. Also, the Caucasian Handbook. The Caucasian Handbook is really a book about Black pride. However, it was necessary due to the Trump era that these people learn how our people is, which leads me to our show. The other thing is that if you want to put an ad on the show, go to 929-244-9460. That's 929-244-9460. Or you can go to the greatzachtateshow@gmail.com. That's the greatzachtateshow@gmail.com. Also, you can go to elisagabrielentertainment.com. Get in touch with them. Let us know what's going on. And we'll be able to address the issues with the show. So, what happened to my people? What happened to my people was motivated by us not really having great leadership. I am a leader. I may not be your leader. And I hope that if I become your leader, you have the ability to critique me, educate me, and keep me on the right track. So now, when we are looking at the plight of African Americans, when we are dealing with social injustice, 2017, when we are dealing with people who are breaking into probably our highest paid basketball player in an effort to write racial slurs on the wall. How they broke into his house, I have the slightest idea. How was his security so lax? How could you be worth so much money and your security is so lax is a whole nother issue. The real issue is, how is it that people feel that blacks are still a threat to them? It is amazing to me how people are so committed to ignorance. Because that's all prejudice is, that's all racism is. So this idea of racism, right, which is covered clearly in this book, the Caucasian Handbook, this idea of racism was instituted by very rich white landowners. Those white landowners needed white overseers to work for them. And in an effort to instill some pride in those poor white people, what those rich white people said is, you are just like me because you are a white man. And we as white men have to stick together. So although the poor white man was living in horrendous conditions, some similar to the blacks, these poor white men utilized this title as white men to give birth to what is called white privilege. And we all know what white privilege is. If you've ever been pulled over, if you ever got seen over for a job, if you've been overqualified, the list goes on and on. So what happens is when they come in and institute white privilege and the laws, Jim Crow and things of that nature, allows them to murder, rape, pillage, disgrace, lynch, burn, other people and get away with it because they are white, this creates a level of invincibility. So what happens is that racism to me is just a bunch of haters who are galvanized and get away with hating because nobody pull them up on it. So what they say is a race issue is not really a race issue, it's an individual's commitment to ignorance. Because someone has gone above and beyond to excel in society, and you come down on him and only see him by his race and not the contribution he gives to society, especially when he's giving more than you are giving, white person, you still try to reduce themselves as by their race because you cannot appreciate what they are doing. That's what a hater is. A hater is a person that sits back, watch, see what you're doing, and don't want you to do better than them. Why? Because they don't apply themselves the way you apply themselves. Why you working, they sleeping. Why you working, they partying. Why you working, investing in your brand and doing what you have to do, scrubbing and scraping. They sitting back watching TV. Then when you make it, they call you an overnight success and they hate on you. That is what a hater is. Those who do not want to make the necessary sacrifices in order to achieve and make their goals happen. So you put race on it because you need something to fuel it, and you kind of get away with it. So now, how do black people respond? Well, LeBron's response wasn't the most articulate, and I don't expect a man who gets paid to bounce a basketball to be the most articulate person. I'm sorry. I'm not a sports fan. However, I just don't expect people who really don't change society or add to society to be that educated or articulate. It is unfortunate our teachers don't get paid what they should be paid, and we pay athletes, but that's topic for another show. So now this thing called race has escalated because people were able to gain thousands of acres of land because of their race. People gain all kind of white privileges because of their race. People gain power because of their race. People gain wealth because of their race. So it has to continue in North America. If you left this country, you understand that you are seen, and you are not automatically, you are seen as a man or a woman, not automatically given the cloak of suspicion. Our biggest problem, well, let me just stick to myself. I can't speak for everybody. My biggest problem as an African-American black man, Asiatic black man, is I don't like being suspicious all the time. I do not like the fact that if I go somewhere to spend my money, you're looking at me funny, you're grabbing your pocketbook, you're crossing to the other side, you're doing all these different things to avoid me, right? Because of the color of my skin. You allow my skin to talk for me when the biggest serial killers, the biggest people that have done the most damage, the biggest people have done the most atrocious acts, like chopping off people's head and eating Fruit Loops out of it, Jeffrey Dahmer, look like you. They don't look like me. You worry about a handbag, you should be worried about somebody snatching up your daughter and putting them in a basement for 18 years. Those people that do that don't look like me. And you worry about me. And I'm well-dressed, well-articulate, what have you. But as the LeBron James show, it doesn't matter your wealth, it doesn't matter your status, it doesn't matter your educational background. Only thing that matters is your skin color. So, how do blacks combat this? We have seen that singing "We Shall Overcome" has not worked. We have seen that protest has not worked. We have seen economic protest has worked. The minute y'all start talking about boycotting, they come out with every gift. They get PayPal Sharpton out there. They get Messi Jackson out there. They get all they paid people to come out there. And come on, let's find a way to break this up. We gotta fix this. Soon as you burn them buildings down to a crisp, I am not advocating violence. They come out there and they want to find out what's the issue. So the first thing that I want to address that's wrong with my people is y'all forgot how to love. Y'all got so sensitive that you forgot how to love. Not only did you forget how to love, we allowed an entire generation to grow up without knowing how to make love. These young fools is bumping Biggie Smalls and Tupac while they butt naked in bed. Jesus Christ, Lord have mercy. Slow music for my generation and the generation before me and the generation before that. Slow jams was a cheat sheet of how to satisfy a man or a woman. Let me cater to you. That's my favorite Destiny Child song, right? Cater to you. Because I think that's a step-by-step guide for a woman if she wants to really love a man right. That song talks about that. Barry White, Teddy Pendergrass, all these people taught you how to appreciate the gift of making love. And yes, we have become desensitized. Well, we haven't. The younger generation have become desensitized. I can guarantee that they lay in bed together. One is on one phone on social media and the other one is on other phone on social media. We forgot how to love. We have a problem with expressing love. I tell my kids often, they knock on the door, I say, excuse me, I'm trying to make love to my wife, leave me alone. Why are we so afraid of love and sex and marriage and showing the institution of what goes on? The other thing that we forgot is to feed ourselves messages of self-love. We used to get these uplifting messages in our music. We don't get those messages at the same rate anymore. It is a minority. And there's so much musical content out there, you got to search and dig and filter through it. So what happened to these big festivals and these big unions and these books and these films that taught you how to love yourself? Where is the step-by-step guide on loving yourself? Somebody remind me that we got to do a show on that. The step-by-step guide of loving yourself. Because at some way, this is what I know about loving yourself, right? At one time, when I was very destructive, I learned that there was no self-love there. Because when you really love yourself, you do not put yourself in a position to lose your life, your freedom, or your liberty. What I know about loving yourself, this is what I learned, right, by loving yourself. Someone would ask you, what is your life worth? The rhetoric is, I am priceless. Right now, I got to turn it up because my pops is on Periscope. He don't think I seen him, so I have to turn it up now. So what I learned about situations of self-love is, if I was so priceless, why did I put my life at risk for the price of bail money? Why did I risk my life for small change? Why did I risk my freedom? Why did I risk removing the value of myself from my family and loved ones if I was so priceless? So the very first step that I started to take in loving myself is I wrote a list of the things I liked about myself. Then I wrote an honest list of the things I disliked about myself. From that moment, I started to pay attention to the criticism that so many people started to give me. Because I used to say that everybody is crazy and there's nothing wrong with me, which means that I was the crazy one. So if I really loved myself, I need to go through that list of what I didn't like about myself and evaluate it and start giving myself positive reinforcement. I had to start telling myself, yes, love is missed nowadays. I'm going to tell you a simple way love is missed. I came down south, and I noticed people say, good morning, good afternoon, how you doing, things of that nature. Up north, it's so dog-eat-dog that everybody's stressed and angry and mad. All we have to do is just get back to saying, how you doing, good morning. Let me give you something that black men need to do that will change the entire scope of us seeing each other as enemies. Real men know how to give other men compliments. Real men know how to take criticism from other men, and it's not an attack. It's a pull-up. But what happens is we don't know how to say, hey, brother, I like the way you're wearing that tie, man. Oh, man, he must be gay. He must be this. He must be that. Nah. On Facebook Live, they're saying that, oh, they're too busy being tough. No, they're too busy being angry. As you know, there's a difference between tough and angry. Angry is just sitting there miserable and putting on the face in the front. Tough is when you are tough enough to get the next man a compliment or a pull-up or ask them to pull their pants up or let them know, bro, when you're talking to me, you're going to have to pull your pants up. You talking to me. I don't know your persuasion, but it looked like you advertising. something to me that I don't want to buy. Yeah, I tell them that. This is what I tell these young dudes. It's harsh, but it's what men do. It's what we were trained to do. It is what our fathers, forefathers, OG, and everybody else taught us. So if we could just get back to loving ourselves by killing the negative messages that we are saying to ourselves, also, if we could get back to loving ourselves by giving people compliments. You know you want to give a compliment, but you consciously make the effort to hold it back. What is it going to do for our people? What is it going to do for you? Because we keep trying to follow rules, customs, and ethics of other people. We keep, you know, we do stuff and say, okay, if I'm going to do this, when I do this, is these other people going to approve this action? No, man. Leave those other people out of your business. And stop blaming those other people for your condition when you are not rightfully on the front line taking care of yourself. Forget the front line of protest. Forget the revolution that ain't never coming. Forget the mystical rebellion or race war or anything else. Forget about it. It's a myth. These white people buy too many guns and train their kids to talk. Y'all forget about it. Just forget about all that. What you start doing is attacking the enemy within and removing the hatred. And when you remove the hatred, it's only space for love. It is only space left for love. Let's get back to love. Let's get back to making love. Let's get back to free love. Let's get back to understanding the dichotomies and juxtaposition of our relationships. Once again, I got to pull a polygamy card. This man today was, I heard on the news, he wants to marry his laptop. He wants the ability to marry his laptop for business reasons. So on Facebook Live, the question is, but if you listen to everyone and then change, does that still make you who you really are? The thing about who you really are, to answer that question, is the who you really are is supposed to constantly be changing, evolving. Life is not a destination. It's a journey. Growth is not a destination. Wealth is not a destination. It is a journey. You know, when we were kids, they say you should learn something new every day. Everything you learn about yourself should allow you to affect change and be who your true self is. So what is the difference? What is the true self? The true self is everything that you are made up inside, your morals, your values, your principles for a positive outcome and longevity in your livelihood. I hope I said that right, Pop, because I don't want to hear it later. That is your true self. Unlike these images that we create of these tough guys, these gangsters, those images are self-destructive things that we make up and imagine of what we are, and that destroys us. When we get back to the true self, we understand that the true self is all love. When you hear that music, you start looking, you want to hug people you ain't never met. When your pastor say, neighbor, look at the person next to you and tell them I love you. You do it then. What's so hard to doing it without somebody trying to push you to do it? We need to bring love back. The other issue that I address in this book, The Caucasian Handbook, is money. As you have, if you pay attention to this show, you have heard me say it time and time again. I would like everybody to listen, so please spread the word. Black people, it is I, Gray Zach Tate, begging you to stop spending money you don't have on things you don't need to impress people you don't know and who don't care about you. One more time. Black people, I am asking you to stop spending money you don't have on things you don't need to impress people you don't know and who don't care about you. The minute we get our priorities and our value system in order is the minute life begins to change drastically for everybody. If you paid attention, for 2016, I went the whole 12 months on a clothing strike. I didn't buy no new clothes. Why? Because I understand that I had some weaknesses with my image. I'm buying cars I can't afford. I'm wearing clothes that cost way too much and then go out of style way too fast. As a man that's approaching 50 years old, I have no business having my priorities out of whack. I have less years on this planet than I have been alive. So it's time to restructure this paradigm of just wastefully spending, or for every dollar I make, I'm spending $1.50 with a credit card or a store card. Because they love sending me them store cards, and I got to cut them as soon as they come. Cut them up. So I ask you to use my example of putting yourself on the fast for certain things financially. I ask you to cut out certain habits. One of my brothers is watching this now. If my brother invested what he spent on Newports in the stock market, I could probably have a new MacBook Pro on behalf of him without a problem. Because we invest too much money in malt liquor, menthol, and tobacco products. I cut down my cigar smoking tremendously because I can't afford it right now. So for those of you who have an addiction, I don't have the addiction with the cigars. What we need to do is getting back under control these desires we have. That's what happened to my people. What happened to my people? My people started desiring things that was not made for them, like monogamy. They start desiring things that's not made for them, like going to church and not reading the word and understanding the relationship between the Bible and Africa. They started desiring things like Mercedes-Benz or BMW and parking it in the projects. They like desiring things where they are buying their children $200 sneakers but never put no money away for college. It's the value system. We need to reorganize, reprioritize, and get things under better control so that we can prosper. This is what we do. We follow what white people do so much except for following how to get economic empowerment. We watch them in the stock market. We don't like to follow them there. We watch Warren Buffett be the richest man in the world and drive the same car for 20 years. We don't follow him then. We think time is running out. And these are the things we need to adjust, because it removes us from power and it removes us from making more money. It takes money to make money. Some people are sitting back really believing that you can make it without being willing to risk it all. You risk it all, you gain it all. You risk a little bit, you gain a little bit back. That's the way it works. I'm sorry. That's the way it works. There's no magic genie going to appear. The Calvary ain't coming. The fairy godmother ain't coming. The way people get money historically. These are the ways that people have gotten wealth historically. One, you marry into it. Two, you inherit it. Three, you win it. Four, you steal it. Five, you earn it. So, one, you inherited it. Most black people, I'm sorry, because our value systems are not into place, we don't even teach our children how to maintain our businesses when we die, or the houses and the money that we leave them, and they squander it. Is a very small fraction of individuals who educate or make their children earn the right to gain an inheritance. So we don't inherit money because most of us come from very poor backgrounds. We think because we out of the hood that we're doing great, and we're not. We have no wealth. Marry into it. Chances of you finding another mate who is filthy rich that's going to leave enough to take care of you for the rest of your life is very slim, especially when is a disproportion in the different sexes. There's way too many women without men and a short amount of supply of real men. So, until we start practicing polygamy, What's going to happen? They're going to be doing this side chick thing and this running around thing, and there's not going to be any cohesive energy and plan, economic structure for the families. So what are we going to do next? Steal it? We don't do too well in stealing because we give each other up. The system does not smack our wrist. The system is going to punish us. Win it? Well, Powerball is $365 tonight. I got my ticket. I've been playing Powerball for how long? About 20 years. It ain't happened yet. Probably ain't never going to happen. The house always wins. So what's left? The only thing left is for me to earn it. And I can't earn it because here's my biggest problem with our people and money. We spend more money than any other group, but we don't spend it on each other. If y'all need to buy a book for 99 cents or for $7, chances are you will buy somebody else's book that's not part of your race, that does not trickle down to coming right back to you or supporting your culture. You go to Chinese restaurants that abuse you. You allow Jewish people to take your money and put it back in their community. You allow Indians to come up here, disrespect you, and violate you, go back to India, or they keep it in their community. Indians keep it in their community. Chinese keep it in their community. Vietnamese in their community. Jews in their community. Blacks, everybody else's community. Why is this? Because we are programmed to believe that our self-esteem is attached to our material items. The more fancy the stuff we have, we believe we are better than other people. When there are people with millions of dollars driving a Toyota, they understand that Toyotas can take them from point A to point B, and that's it. But we don't want to let go of that. We're too consumed with our image instead of focusing on creating an economic agenda. Here's another thing. When we talk about love, when we talk about relationships, mate selection. Part of our criteria in picking our mate is that we are not financially compatible, that we are not entrepreneurially compatible, that we are not budgetarily compatible. So when you don't have the discipline, your money skills ain't right, her money skills ain't right, something is wrong. What I do, I just give her all the money. She take care of me. She take care of the kids. She can't rob me because she's going to take care of the kids. I'm a man. I can survive. Whatever she takes, take it. You better with paying bills than I am, you pay the bills. But we get into this ego and this machismo, or y'all tricking on 2 and 3 girls at the same time, spending money on this girl, spending money on that girl. You don't have time to spend money on your wife and your household and your economic agenda. So you take a plan and say, this little bit of money, let me put it to the side. Because these are the things that are happening to our people. We are not investing in ourselves. We're not investing in any institutions. We are not focusing on our power. And we are not making sure we stay in love. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in today for part one of What Happened to My People. No one called in to discuss this issue. In 4 weeks, we'll be bringing part two back, where we'll be discussing strictly economics and institutions and the importance of them. If you want to read further on this, this short 97-page book is called The Caucasian Handbook, God on Race for Those Who Want to Make America Great Again. This book clearly demonstrates how African Americans got into the financial situation they got in, how the Caucasians fooled us into thinking that we are less than and how we buy into it. Next week's show, we are going to discuss a myriad of topics. One of the topics, I don't know what the entire show is college preparation. We have really been underestimating how many families are preparing their children. The media try to portray like we don't go to school, but we are graduating at an alarming rate. A lot of parents don't know how to get their kids ready for school. Some of you veterans who have done it, I'm asking that you call in, give us so many suggestions, ways that people can save a lot of money. If not this week, if not next week, the week after, I'm definitely going to do a show on college preparation. I don't want to wait all the way to August when people are going back to school. But our political climate needs to be addressed as well. If you have any issues that you think we should address on the Great Zach Tate Show, feel free to contact me on any form of social media under the Great Zach Tate. Great Zach Tate, all form of social media. Do not go to my Snapchat because it's kind of ratchet. I do have a personal life, and I like to show some of it sometimes. But make sure that, please call in next week, Facebook Live. I want to thank everybody that tuned in for Facebook Live. I want to thank everybody that tuned in Blog Talk Radio and everybody that tuned in for Periscope Live. So with the last few minutes that I have, I want to remind you that if you want to support the Great Zach Tate Show, we have a GoFundMe fund. GoFundMe fund. And it's Go Zach Go. You go to our GoFundMe fund. I'm going to take a line from out of the church right now. Anything that you give will be greatly appreciated and will go to the betterment of the show. So what I would like you to do is empower yourself, stay strong, be strong, advise other people about the greatness of themselves. This week, practice some love. This week, write that list down of the things you like about yourself and the things you dislike about yourself, and make sure the dislike list is longer and you work on it every single day. One of the great things that I learned in the art of meditation is I learned that at the end of my day, I often evaluate what I did throughout the day. I evaluate the messages, the conversation, the language that I use. I evaluate all those things. And in evaluating those things, I critique myself. I go back and I say to myself, you shouldn't have said that. You could have did this differently. So when you write out the list of the things you don't like about yourself, if you would do a daily evaluation and stop letting the TV watch you to fall asleep, because that's another thing that happened to my people. Matter of fact, I'm writing that down. I really need to discuss the obsession with TV and no book reading and no learning and how some people resist being smarter. They just want to be on cruise control all the time. They don't make any effort. How can a whole year go by and you ain't read one book? One book in a whole year you had never read an entire book. No, that's what's going on with our people. These are the issues that we need to address. And this is your pull-up. Show some love. Give compliments to your own people. Stop thinking that your brother ain't your brother and your sister ain't your sister and everybody's in opposition to you. Stop using the hurt and neglect and the abuse that you suffer from somebody else and think, oh, if I be nice, people are going to take advantage of me. Let go of those insecurities. Tune in next week, Great Zach Tate Show, same time, Wednesday, 7 p.m., Blog Talk Radio Live, the Zach Tate Show. Thank everybody. You heard her, right? 90 seconds. So I got a trick for her. I'm going to close out. I'll bless you all.
You've been listening to The Great Zach Tate Show, a production of Real Life, Real Faith Media in conjunction with Elisa Gabriel Entertainment. Thank you for listening to the Real Life, Real Faith Network on blogtalkradio.com.